On the show today, we have Bonafi's Chief Experience Officer, Julie Esser. And Bonafi used to be CU Ledger, but is now called Bonafi. B-O-N-I-F-I-I is the new name of CU Ledger. And Julie is here to talk all about it. Really cool stuff here. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to our show. And do we have some news for you today? We have Julie Esser on the program, formerly of CU Ledger, now Bonafi. It's the same company, different name. So now it's now CU Ledger is now Bonafi, and that's spelled BONIFII.com for those of you on the web right now checking it out. So Julie, tell me all about this name change you guys have come up with now. This is pretty exciting news for you guys.
Yeah, it is really exciting news, and it just kind of proves where we are going as an organization and how far we've gone in really 3 short years. And so if you recall, CU Ledger, when we were first recreated, we were very much focused purely on building a distributed ledger network. And the realization came when we first introduced MemberPass, and that it's not all about distributed ledger technology. If we really want to provide security and privacy for our members, we need to incorporate much more than that. And so we're building out this peer-to-peer verifiable exchange network that consists of not only distributed ledger technology, but biometrics and cryptography, cloud, AI, and whatever the latest and greatest is in security and privacy in the future.
Fantastic. And why the name Bonafi? What's the meaning behind that name and what does it represent?
Yeah, well, we took a play off the word bonafide. Okay. So meaning genuine and authentic, which really is what we're creating on the network, really. You know, we're creating trusted, verifiable exchange of identity, data, and value. And so that's what it started with. And then we had a little fun with the end of the brand with the FII. And mm-hmm. So Bonafi is the financial industry's first verifiable exchange network. And so it was important for us to represent the financial services industry in the brand. So there's an FI in there. And then the two I's in there is a symbolic reference of peer-to-peer.
Okay.
So the peer-to-peer verifiable exchange.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's very catchy. It's going to stick with you. And you guys got a great domain name. So that's, that helps out too. So even better. Hey, let's talk about MemberPass and the relationship with Bonafi. I'm assuming it's the same as it was with CU Ledger, just obviously a different name. Is that kind of how it still works?
Yeah, well, MemberPass will still be our signature brand, our flagship product. Okay. It will maintain that brand. So you might start seeing MemberPass powered by Bonafi,
That
kind of thing. Yes. Gotcha. So MemberPass is still our digital passport that allows members the convenient access to their financial accounts and allows them the control and privacy of their personally identifiable information.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool technology. And you guys have really made some incredible strides in the last 12 months. And I think you guys were probably a godsend for a lot of credit unions out there looking for digital ID solutions for sure. And I want to talk about the identity, let's talk about the comparison with other voice biometrics real quick here, because there seems to be some talk out there. So give us a kind of lay of the land, what's going on out there right now.
Yeah, sure. So I've seen where credit unions are really taking a look at how they can better improve their member experience. Mm-hmm. And also reduce fraud, because as a result of COVID, you know, fraud continues to increase. And so credit unions are looking at better ways of improving that experience for the members and taking out those old knowledge-based questions where the information is all over the internet. But we're also seeing that they're looking at it from a still channel-to-channel perspective. MemberPass provides the capability of verifying the members regardless of channel. And so it really provides a true omni-channel experience and provides a single source of truth. So you're not using other resources to verify an identity, like from a driver's license perspective. You're not looking at some old books to verify whether or not that identity is actually authentic. MemberPass is the authentic source of truth.
Indeed. And so, and talk about the identity access solutions as well, because there's talk about that out there as well. So
yeah. So when credit unions are looking at different types of solutions and looking at by channel, one thing to keep in mind is that many of these solutions still has the identity provider in the middle of the solution. And so it's not a true peer-to-peer access, which means that those solutions could still be susceptible to man-in-the-middle attacks and spoofing, even as it relates to one-time passwords and things. While, yes, that's a really great increase in security over traditional methods, mm-hmm. we tend to kind of to continue to pay more dollars into the layering of the security as the different fraud schemes come about, right? And so we're the gerbil in the wheel. We're chasing after the latest and greatest, whatever the fraud scheme is today, right? And trying to keep on top of it, where we could easily implement a solution that can be used across all channels. And it is a long-term solution, not one that is just for the next fraud attack, that kind of thing.
What's the member value with MemberPass? Because basically with going digital, this is right there lockstep with everybody's digital journeys here. And it sounds like MemberPass could actually lead the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the most important benefits that MemberPass delivers is for members to own and control their personally identifiable information again. That is the number one benefit that MemberPass offers. And the number one benefit that most consumers want, like 90% of us want the ability to own and control our identity again. So the other most important benefits are, of course, creating this omni-channel experience. We're in the call center today, we're in branches today, lobby and drive up. We have credit unions using it in their ITMs, especially as more digital channels become implemented, right? We're looking at new ways to implement MemberPass in those channels. The other thing is that MemberPass is bi-directional, meaning that not only is the credit union authenticating the member, but the member has the opportunity to authenticate the credit union. And that is so important because imposter schemes are on the rise. There are so many people out there that are trying to take advantage of us vulnerable consumers, and credit unions always putting people first, right? Doing the right thing. So trying to impersonate credit unions and say, hey, Mike, how would you like to extend your mortgage payment for 3 months? Can I get some information about you? And of course, you're going to believe it's your credit union, right? And you fall victim to that kind of scheme. Yep. MemberPass eliminates that completely. So when we talk about interoperability and portability of MemberPass, there are things like health paths now that are starting, travel pass, common pass, student pass, that kind of thing. And health pass is where you can just prove the health status of yourself without sharing that personal detail again. Mm-hmm. And so those are all coming. And because we are run on open standards, we have the ability to become more interoperable with those other things in the future.
Oh my gosh. See, I love the digital ID part. I love all that stuff, but the how you can expand it into other areas is just so, so powerful. And to have that all based at your credit union and having MemberPass right there backing it, oh my gosh, that's just huge. I mean, it touches almost every part of your life.
Yeah, I truly think, you know, you think about MemberPass as identity of a service. You know, for a long time, checking accounts has been the thing, right, that is related to PFI status, you know, my preferred financial institution. You know, identity is becoming one of those things that are most critical these days and could actually lead to that in the future, you know, as being the preferred service that is related to PFI status.
Yeah. Yeah. And if your credit union has this, that just enhances obviously the value or even the attractiveness to a prospective member to have something like this. Oh my gosh. Sky's the limit here, Julie.
Truly, you know, and the research backs it up too, you know, especially among consumers that are not credit union members today. Mm-hmm. They would switch to a credit union tomorrow if that credit union had something like Member Pass in place.
Yeah, indeed. I think you guys are onto something, Julie. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff. Well, this is fantastic. Anything else here to add to wrap up, Julie? I mean, congrats again on the new name, the branding, and then just the value that it brings to a credit union and their members. And then the upside, the kicker here, the upside to this. It's just
Sure. And so, you know, just one thing that I want to share with all your viewers out there, and we'll have a link to the page. We provided a little checklist for credit unions as they're thinking about how they can evaluate other ways of authenticating their members. The checklist will help determine whether or not your solution is probably a long-term solution for your credit union that can solve the problem across all of your channels.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. We will put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and give you guys a call if they have any questions. I'm sure they will. So fantastic, Julie. As always, great job. Well done.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.